Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Don S. McClure Show, and I'm your host, Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. You know, this is part of our Women Moving Forward. It's part of our segment for tonight. You know, we got the best lifestyle show in the world. I kid you not. We are so good that I'm just blowing up. Our goal before the end of the year is to reach 100,000 viewers and listeners. And we now have 89,000. 89! Crazy people listening to my shows, looking at my videos, just blowing me up. We got a special interview tonight that we're doing. We are featuring Audrey McClure. And we're going to be talking about filling your mind with positive thoughts, words, and actions towards a healthy lifestyle and mind. Now, I know some of you are saying, so why did you pick Audrey? Because she is so positive in her family life, her career, and in her community. She has values, and she's bringing a lot forward. So I thought it would be good to interview another positive woman who I've interviewed a lot and just share their thoughts so we can get a lot more people on a positive note. You're going to enjoy the show tonight. She comes on at 7:30, and I've invited her to listen in so that she can get a feel of what we do. So we're going to start the show off with my introduction of me, Don S. McClure, and then we're going to jump into the show with some great music for you. We've got some Johnny Gill. We've got some Mesa. We got some Anthony Hamilton doing some great things. We got, who else? Charlie Wilson, Summertime, and we're going to start the show off with that. But let's get the announcement in. If you want to listen to the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. I kid you not. To get into the show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Baby, you make me feel, like a barbecue in Georgia. You're my perfect getaway. There's nothing that I won't do just to make this fine. Girl, you're something special. You are so one of a kind. Girl, you're just like summertime when I'm driving. Mama used to make. Oh yeah, there's
area at the casino. Horseshoe. Oh, man. Charlie can cut up. We got a great show for you tonight. I am so excited. My guest will be on at 7:30, and she's a dynamic woman, believe me. And we got more great music for you. We're going to play a track by Anthony Hamilton. It's one of my favorite tracks, actually. And usually when I play that, I usually follow it up with Lila James. But I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm going to follow it up with somebody else. My producer's looking at me on the Zoom. I used to say Skype. And he's shaking his head like, Don, don't cut up tonight. All right, okay, I'll be nice. Anyway, we got a great show. My board is lit up with blue lights. That means that people are tuning in. Taste of Don S. McClure interviewing Audrey McClure. Windows in the car and just having fun. Hey man, you know we got 14 more minutes before I interview. So let me jump to John Cole and I'm gonna follow it up. Of course we gotta do a love song. Johnny Gill in the mood, and we're getting closer to to bringing our guests in. Oh, man, I like this. I am so fired up tonight. And I see people calling in from New York, Indiana, Tennessee, Memphis, and other areas. Nashville. Oh, man. My board is starting to light up. Here we go. John Cool.
Bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop. And liquid I win my wine. Jump a bop-bop-bop. Bop-bop-bop. I jump in and say, I clap.
I don't care what the big heart say. Bless my chalice day by day.
Light up flip on every day I pray. I am such a guide my way.
I don't care what the big heart say. Bless my chalice day by day.
Light up flip on every day I pray. I am such a guide my way.
I'm a farm and think me now go fight food. Make them know say your position me a go light. Bring me with me with a gimme. Tell me me now no right food. Yeah, them just and them a tis and ignite it.
When it's the healing of the nation, made from creation, should not have a face of some repartification. It's a elevation. Give me meditation. Can't live sick without the medication. Me know
I don't care what the pain I say. Bless my chalice day by day.
Light up flip on every day I pray. I am set to guide my way.
I don't care what the big God say. Bless my chalice day by day.
Light up flip on every day I pray. I am set to guide my way. I have a plan to make the plant free in every shop and supermarket you will see. Everywhere you turn, a flip will be. Sell more than it, you sell and be free. Because it's push, I get a grab a sweet from blues. Get a chalice, I'm done with them war and them. Done with the valet, fulfill them promise. Them won't be the goodness. And some to the queen and other palace.
I don't care what the big heart say. Bless my chalice day by day.
Light up flip on every day I pray. I am set to guide my way.
I don't care what the big God say. Bless my chalice day by day.
Light up flip on every day I pray. I am set to guide my way.
I say weedy weedy and weed me needy. Me no want no cigarettes. I mean no want no beady strictly. My credit fi make me hide them bleedy. So give me the phone now we come in needy. I am a chalice that is made out of coconut. Puffing the air, making smoke in the air like coconut. And a man with joy coke, then a coconut. So I'm the one.
I don't care what the big heart says. Bless my chalice day by
day. Light up flip on every day I pray. I am set to guide my way.
I don't care what the big heart says. My chalice,
I'm blessed. My chalice, light up flip on every day.
And that's what to do, girl. Girl, I hope you don't mind if I reminisce on a time when I was your guy and you were my girl. There was nobody else in my world.
Let's get the mood right.
Turn on your
heart.
Put on that old
red dress.
Baby, let's cruise, yeah. Maybe it's your life. Blow out the candlelight. We're going out tonight. Just me and you, girl. Guess there ain't no denying. You just get better with time. You don't think I'm sincere. Let me make it perfectly clear, yeah. You still make me rise with those sweet bedroom eyes. And how could I forget how much I love the sex? And you're still the love of my life. Let's get the mood right. Oh, 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 yeah.
Put on that old.
I want to groove tonight, yeah.
Maybe it's your night.
Blow off the candlelight. We're going out
tonight.
Oh, just me and you, yeah. When I think of our moments together, it just touches my heart. Don't you know?
Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
And I'm back after that great music and those beautiful announcements. We have a great announcer. Cass is her name. All right. It is 7:29. I'm getting ready to hit this phone line, and I'm going to bring a great woman who's doing great things in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and all over. So let me grab the phone line. I'm going to bring in Audrey McClure, and we're going to have a nice interview conversation. Well, good evening, Miss Audrey McClure.
Good evening, Don. Enjoying the show. Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Oh, can you hear me? I'm having a little problem, a little technical difficulties. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you clear.
Oh, great. I'm just enjoying this music, Don. This is awesome.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. You have gotten a lot of replies to your interview. We put it on our tracks, and over 139 people viewed and said they wanted to listen to the show tonight to get some great information from you. So I know I sent you a couple of notes, and the show tonight is filling your mind with positive thoughts, words, actions toward a healthy lifestyle and mind. So tell us a little bit about Audrey McClure.
Well, I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I work at Erlanger Medical Center. I've been there for like 34 years, going on 35. I'm sort of like a little activist in my community. I love my community. Sit on the board of a nonprofit organization and learned a lot from it. I have a little library that, you know, it's a national thing, but I have one called a little choo-choo library that I put books in there. And I'm just a person that just wanted to share a positive light, you know, in this world of sort of like dim and getting dark. So a little smile, a little laughter, a little love. I just want to share that. So that's what my purpose is, just to just give out some positive vibes, you know, give off some, you know, positive attitudes so people can see the light, you know. So they could might take a little bit of that light and carry it on, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question. When did you decide that you needed to get focused to help people?
Well, when I see my community sort of needing help, when I see the young people not having anything to do, I also like to work with youth in my daughter's ministry, youth ministry. And when I see the people, the young people, just seem like they have no hope, not having anything to do, you know, looking at images that wasn't, you know, positive, you know, thinking that that's all that they got to look forward to something, you know, and I'm like, no, we got to do something different. So that just led me to want to do something better, you know, just to say that I'm going to have to show my light. I'm going to get out there and show them that even though it looked dark, it is something that they can do, you know, in the community to help. So that's what the kids, the young people, you know, I preach it, and it caused me to say, okay, I got to do something. I have to do my part, you know, and it be small, you know, it's not grand, but it don't take nothing but a little bit sometimes. And a little bit goes a long way.
Well, that's the thing that I believe, because even if you reach one person, one youth, an adult, one married person, one single person, church person, non-church, the thing is, the more positive images that we put out as a people, and you do a great job of that from what I read on your Facebook, from what I see you doing, just your energy comes through. Even on the screen, you know, I call you and say, hey, Audrey, or I write you, I got a book. You're like, let me know where it is. I got it. You provided the pictures, holding the book, showing people that you're involved with positive issues. When did you start working with, how do you pronounce that, Erlanger?
Oh, Erlanger Medical Center. As a matter of fact, when I started, my intention was to, you know, a nurse assistant. So there's no opening in those positions. That's why I needed to get into a healthcare field anyway. So that's I just started. I started with an environmental part of it, and that and I had told you once that I like to bring beauty, just not in just things. I bring the energy of creativity or decorating. So with my working and keeping the hospital clean, exactly is what I do, and free of germs and everything. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do something even extra. So I take the opportunity to, like the nurses, they young ladies, the families, and I'm like, okay, they're there all the time. I work in a surgery area where, you know, trauma and all that going on. So I say, they need something. So what I do, each month I take a holiday and I decorate for them. I just do the little small things. And then come next and say, Miss Audrey, I really appreciate this. You know, we had a rough day. Trump came in, and it was very depressing. But I come in here, and I see this declaration. I see you got all this set up for us. We appreciate that. And a smile on their faces, knowing that, well, we just coming out of COVID as well. I like to do that because doing that, knowing that it helps. It helps the healthcare workers as they do what they do, and I'm a part of that. And so I just think that goes a long way as well. That little decorating, that little inspirational word, I'll put out. And as a matter of fact, books, I even had your book out there one time, you know, introduce you to them. And so, and it, I a little nook where I have a little reader's area for them to read. Yeah, and so they enjoy all it. So I just, it goes back, I guess, when just that they want to see smiles on people's faces. You know, want to, you know, see, you know, some human touch and love and caring. And I think I can do that. And so by me just doing it in the healthcare field, you know, just helping just a little bit, I think it went a long way, especially in my department. They appreciate it.
I think it does. And one of the things that I'm noticing now, everybody is talking about how just a few nice words, a smile, can make a person's day. Maybe they're distraught about something, a bill, a relationship, maybe not getting a promotion. And looking toward the future is one of the biggest things that we have to help people do. What I like about you is your positive energy. And I'm sure on a day-to-day basis in your community and in lifestyles or just seeing people out there, when you see that smile, you know that a person is approaching what I call a happy, healthier lifestyle. And that's so important today.
Truly. And as a matter of fact, when you said a smile, that's what I had put in my little notes. It's a nice smile, you know, a kind word, exactly what I said. I said, go out your way to make someone's day. It don't take much. It does not take much. And that positive energy, that's what they say I am. A little hyper at times, but they say, oh, your energy, Miss Andre, I love it. I love your energy. You know, and then when I see and I'm doing things like that, it comes up, and it made me want to give more, and I love it.
Well, see, that's the thing that I was reading about you on Facebook, how you recognize in-laws in your family, people that's involved in your community. How when I called you the other night, you were saying, hey, I just came in from a mayor's meeting or a mayor's night out, and it shows that you're involved in the community.
Oh, definitely. You know, I went to the meeting in our community, the mayor's state of, you know, the city, and it's very interesting. And I was there by myself, but I saw some community leaders there as well. And I'm like, you know, guess what we need? You know, even if my whole community can come out, I had to go and represent the little part in which, you know, I reside in. So if anything come out of the meeting, I can take it back to my community, you know, and I like that. My neighborhood association will be getting that back started, and, you know, and we're going to have to be, somebody going to have to stand in the gap. And I'm willing to, you know, to stand in the gap for my community. Yes, and that's what I love.
But what I like is you also fill in the gap with just the family name. You know, the more that people ask me, well, Audrey McClure, was that? I said, that's a cousin of mine, man. And the thing is, the more we promote each other, the more we support each other, the more we remove the idea that black folks don't do this. You know, I'm so amazed that people will say, well, I don't do business with black people, or black people don't always deliver. And I say to them, well, are you black? And they say, well, yeah. I say, so you don't deliver good products? You don't do, oh, no, I'm not talking about me. I say, well, that's the point. We can't keep providing the world with negativity about our people. We just can't do it.
Yeah, and I agree. And we have to promote one another. And my niece, she have a little business. My daughter have a business. And I see a lot of young people, a lot of black people, young ladies, and men in our community in Chattanooga. They are really taking advantage of our economy. You know, what we spend. We spend a lot of money, and we got to get involved with one another so we can just share that and to build up on that and to grow our community. And there's nothing wrong with our community growing, you know, because we spend money and resources and other things, and I think that's why I want to promote more of my, you know, my black community and their small businesses. And my city mayor, he's taking initiative in doing the same. So when your mayor doing that, you doing that, we going to have to step out and become a part of it in every city. So we can, you know, we can rise up and do what we need to do. Because we do excellent stuff. And you do excellent stuff, John.
You know, that's the thing, that we have a mayor down the street from us named Anthony, and he has done so much for East Chicago, and every time that he runs, he just wins the office. But I noticed he's community driven, and I've talked to a lot of the black mayors across the country. I started with them some time ago when it was only 100 of them, and they supported my ideas. I've taken them ideas with things about promoting the Black History Gallery, Black History books. They're like, Don, we're in it. And I noticed that same energy coming from you. I'd love to have your daughter on the show one day, your niece, the more we promote young women that are doing things, it doesn't hurt to share your 60 or 70 or 80,000 listeners with somebody who doesn't live next door to you.
Right. Well, that would be very interesting, too, because this young lady have a good little following, you know. And it's Janae. And I'm going to give you some of her information. Yeah, she do little folks, and she do scrubs, and she's been doing pretty good in the city, too. They have, she's doing a lot of little things, and I'm about to introduce you to her. You know, I'm going to send you her stuff. Because young people, too, your listeners, you know, it's a lot of young people out there. And they'll probably, you know, like to hear, you know, and see how she started and what she and where her dreams are and how far she want to take it. And I appreciate you even offering the fact that you do want to, you know, help the young people. You know, I like it.
Yeah, because, again, there are young women in Memphis, young women in Clarksdale, Chattanooga, that are actually doing great things. So when we hear about the negativity in the state offices,
yeah.
I tell people, but that's not every little area. That's not every person. There are a lot of young black women that are trying to do books, that are trying to put their name out there. And I watched a young lady in Memphis take a simple cell phone and built up a $100,000 a year services with a spa. She started off with a spa. And what I love about her story, her and a young lady had gotten into it. So the young lady put her out, and her stuff was in the street, and I was driving down the street, and I saw her stuff, and I said, well, hey, where are you going to take your stuff to? She said, well, right now, I said, tell you what, I got a studio down the street called 664 Marshall. You can put your stuff in there. And she put it in there. She had a little corner in my office. Well, I was doing an ad for Wendy's, and they came down. And they said, well, Don, whose stuff is that over there? I said, well, that's the young lady that does nails. They said, tell her, come down. We've got 14 employees she can do. And she started with their nails. And all of a sudden, she had the Wendy's account. And I watched her build from a cell phone to a full-fledged building that she had.
That's
doing
awesome.
The lodges and working. So I know it can be done if you reach out and help somebody else.
Exactly.
If you could, they will come back, and she's being a biggest supporter of mine. I did her websites. It's a lot of young women in Memphis doing great things, and I know the same thing is in Chattanooga and just other cities.
Yeah. And see, the thing of it is, we got to get that image out there. See, it, you know, and it's happening, but we need to get that image out there. See, because the media show you one thing. And we need to show, and that's what I'm saying, get out there and show that light. Helping one another, get it out there, and let the young people know it's happening. You might not see it like you should see it, but it's happening. And so, and I like that, you know, and however I can do it, whatever I can do to help get out there, I want to help get it out there. And I appreciate it because, see, you do what you just told me, that story, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's the kind of stuff, you know, I like to do. If you see somebody in need, just get involved. You never know what's going to come out of it. I love that. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, they used to go to the Civil Rights Museum with me, down to the Bill Clinton Museum, and I introduced them to a lot of different people. But what I did like was their personal energy to take it even bigger and better and greater. There was never any jealousy, animosity. I was happy to see them, you know, to say, hey, one of my clients likes you. They became great friends. And again, the Memphis community, they supported me like 90 going north. Just everybody was like, hey, Don, if you got something going on, let us know. And that's where I started all the Black History information, the Black History Gallery, the Black History Awards. And it was heavily supported. The economy got bad and the virus came, but it doesn't stop me from bringing it back, and I'm gonna bring it down to Chattanooga.
Oh, that's when I'm we're gonna be ready for you.
I like that.
Yeah, we will. yeah, the economy, you know, messed up a little bit with this virus thing came about, and it pushed a lot of little things. But we you know, everything's going to get back on track. Yeah, going to get right back on track, and it's going to be bigger and better. That's what I think.
And that's what I believe. I believe that we need to talk more about positive, staying focused. It helps build a healthy lifespan. I believe
it does. It does. It really does. And I so appreciate that because I'm about that positive, you know, because it's just what we need. We need it. It's the negative stuff out there. It drains. It don't do nothing for you. You know, but stay in that positive, that them vibes, send out those positive vibes, and you get those positive vibes back. The brain just, you know, get to the point where it creates even more positivity. And I'm like, okay, we can do this. And yeah, I'm full of positivity, as you can see.
Well, I am so appreciative of you. And don't forget to get your T-shirt for the I Wear Something
Black. Oh, definitely going to get my T-shirt.
I'm
going to
be pushing that down in Chattanooga as well. But I try to find positive people to be on the show. They don't have to be world famous, even though I've had some famous people on my show. But I believe everybody is famous in their own way.
Exactly. You know, respect the person. You're going to give it to us all. That's why I love you and I appreciate you. That's a little down to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah, well, thank you, Audrey. It's a pleasure having you on my show, and I have enjoyed it. I'm going to send you a copy of the audio once we record it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. It was just amazing, and the music is sounding so good. I'm just going to relax.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got some more hot music. I'll be crying all on Johnny Gibbs. All right, Audrey, have a good evening.
Okay,
and thank
bye-bye.
You for doing the interview.
You're more than welcome. Bye-bye.
And that was my guest, Audrey McClure from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we're getting ready to cut up with some more good music. I'm going to play this track called When the Cookie Jar is Empty, Michael Franks.
The cookie jar is empty, baby gets so close. When the cookie jar is empty, baby sucks her thumb. Baby breaks her dishes, she won't eat her peas. Throws a spoon at me. Leo is high as I am leaving. Love is the web that she is weaving. When the cookie jar is empty, baby, don't act right. So sassy, how can I explain? Baby moves her chassis like a locomotive train. Virgo is high as I'm returning. Love is the candle. She is burning. Mm-hmm. jar is empty.
Happened to me, I'm so away. Ain't no time to wait. be with you in a way.
I love you
now.
maybe just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow. Someday,
How about that? You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, I had a great interview tonight with Audrey McClure from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it was good. It was great. It was amazing. And I enjoyed it. I like positive people. When you keep positive people around you, you become more positive. It's just the way it is. If I stop knocking my bracelet all on my table. All right, we're going to jump to a track by Zoe Key. It is called Feelings. She's bad. It's one of our African international tracks.
You gonna get to me today, cause you're not feeling good. All about ya, and what you gonna give to me today, cause you had a bad day. Well, so did I, so did I, baby. Well, so did I, so did I, baby. Tonight we're gonna talk about feelings. Tonight we're gonna talk about all the things that I've always wanted. You're gonna be making up for all the times when I needed you and you were not there. You were not there, yeah.
were having so much fun. So now, how could we both forget telling each other we're the one? We would make love at the drop of a hat. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember you and me. Closer than it too can be. Now we're strangers in the night. Awkward in the dark. Oh, baby, do you wanna make it better? Do you wanna stay together? Hey, if you do, then let's please make some new memories. When you take somebody for your own, it can't survive on history alone. Yeah, meet me at the hotel motel. So we got a room at home. Go to a place that we don't know so well. It'd be nice, add a little spice. Try some new seduction. Show each other how. Give each other new instructions on what makes us feel good now. I just wanna make you feel good now.
And that was Anderson Paak, Make It Better, featuring the renowned Smokey Robinson. He was cutting up in there. You could hear that little Smokey voice. Yeah, do you want to make it better? Smokey say, nah. Oh, sound like that. Oh, okay. We got to go to Amy Winehouse. Back to back. It's bad. It's bad, man. I mean, Amy Winehouse was bad.
With his shame, oh shame, babe.
Oh, yeah. I can't sleep. I can't eat anymore. I can't drink that alcohol. I just don't know what to do. I wish I didn't miss you anymore. Now, not more, but more. You know, when you get more, you in trouble. Because, see, you can stand a little more. But when you say, I miss you anymore, you in trouble. You need ice cream. You need your girlfriends to get you back. You need your uncles and cousins. You going to be all right. Oh, man. Man, we had a great interview earlier. Audrey McClure cut up. And she's going to bring us Chattanooga in the house. So get ready. You know, Chattanooga was big in the Civil War. Chattanooga. I got to remember which side they was on. I think they was a Southern, but I don't know. We're getting ready to cut the boom next. We just did Amy Winehouse, Anderson Park, Make It Better, featuring Smokey Robinson. Then we did Angie Stone. Then we did, who else? Zoki. She said, hey, we're going to talk about feelings tonight, bud. I'm tired of this stuff. So I'm going to play that again because that was a pretty good one. You know, let's talk about my feeling tonight because you ain't right. Now, she wasn't talking to me, so I had y'all to know. She was not talking to me. Hey, I'm going to play Boys to Men. I'll make love to you if you want me to. If you don't, I don't care.
love you when you want me to, and I hold you tight, Donnie. I mean, baby, all through the night.
You know, somebody told me, they said, Donnie, you are stuck on yourself. I said, really? I said, no, I'm not. And they said, yes, you are. Stuck. I said, oh, okay. And then I said, well, I'm going to play Dawn Joseph. I Can't Breathe. And I like that when she said, she said she saw me and Don, I Can't Breathe. I can't, oh, I forgot. I Can't Talk About Me. Because then they say I'm stuck on me. Got 16 more minutes to go, and I'm going to play Michael Franks, When the Cookie Jar is Empty.
When the cookie jar is empty,
jar is empty. Baby socks have some. Baby breaks her dishes. She won't need her peas. Baby never misses when she throws a spoon at me. Leo is high as I am leaving. Love is the web that she is weaving. When the cookie jar is empty, baby, don't act right. When the cookie jar is empty, baby cries all night. Baby gets so sassy, how can I explain? Baby moves her chassis like a locomotive train. Virgo is high as I'm returning. Love is the candle she is burning.
I'm back, and that was Michael Franks, When the Cookie Jar is Empty. There ain't no cookies in there. And, you know, my mother used to say that when I went to the cookie jar. I said, Mom, there ain't no cookies in the cookie jar. She said, because the cookie jar is empty. And I haven't baked no cookies. I said, but why is the cookie jar empty? Because I ain't baked no cookies. So, That's why it's empty. Man, the cookie jar. You know, I got to play that song one more time. Not tonight, but. Hey, I'm going to play this track. We got 10 more minutes. Boney James featuring Kenny Lattimore live. It's called Be Here. And Boney's bad in jazz. And Kenny's bad in R&B. So together they make an R&B jazz sandwich. I wonder, is the sandwich jar empty?
These actions don't stick, baby, 'cause my words got weight. We can't neglect the patience that is gone. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love, the destination we'll ride to. This could be so simple. You got me, I got you. What your heart needs, I'll feed you. Anything broken I can mend. I'm gonna prove to you how real men cut through any damage that was there. Love's a healer, I swear. I'ma make sure that it will stay.
Feel like
my glass of lemonade, yeah. Like that good potato salad that Big Mama used to make. Oh yeah, there's nothing that I won't do just to make this fine. Girl, you're something special, you are so one of a kind. Girl, you're just mine. Summertime, and I'm driving in my car. Yeah, the top down, you're the one. Girl, the sun ain't got nothing on you. You blow my mind.
That I gotta play so I can get out of here, and hope it don't play too long before they run me out of here. They'd be like, Dodge, you be staying on the radio too long now. You just got to stop. And I don't care. I'm gonna play Jean Coeur from Jamaica. He said, I don't care what the heathens say, the pagans. I'm gonna take it day by day. And I like him. I like Jean Coeur. So let me get it on, like popping the corn. And I'm gonna see you tomorrow for some gospel. Oh, let me get this track, because I gotta say goodnight. And I gotta work on the YouTube for tonight. Audrey did such a great interview. We're gonna put it on the YouTube.
Bop-bop-bop-bop, and liquid I with my wine. Just a bop-bop-bop, I jump in say, I clap.
I don't care what the big heart say, bless my chalice day by day.
Light a flip on every day I pray, I am such a guy in my way.
I don't care what the big heart say, bless my chalice day by day.
Let us live on every day I pray, I am such a guide my way.
Please know the light my ganja farm and think me nah go fight food. Make them know say your position me a go light. Bring me with me weed, ya give me tell me man on the right foot. Get them just and them matches and ignite it.
When it's the healing and the nation, made from creation, should the have a place of some people's immigration. Sell and be free, because it's what I get to grab a sweet from
that's a lesson. Done with the war and them, done with the valley. Fulfill them promise, them won't be the goodness. And some to the queen and other palace.
I don't care what the pain I say. Place my chalice day by day.
Light up flip on every day I pray. I am set to guide my way.
My darling, today by day.
Light up flip on every day I pray. I am set to guide my way. I say, weedy, weedy, and weed me, needy, me, no one of cigarettes, I'm in.